Turn please to Luke's Gospel. And we read in chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verse number 30. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Verse 38. And Mary said, Behold, thy handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Now, chapter 70, verse number 7, chapter 2, I'm sorry, chapter 2, verse 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Verse 16. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Down the chapter 3, verse 34. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against, yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Verse 46. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Verse 51. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. Turn back please to Matthew's Gospel. Matthew chapter 2. Verse number 11. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasure, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. Now look at John's Gospel, please. John chapter 2, verse 1. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. Verse 11. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Now, look finally at chapter 19. Verse 25. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. And that is the vice religion. We want to glean from our readings something of what it meant for Mary to be associated with Christ in the sojourn here below. The honor that was hers to learn that to her was given the ambition of every godly woman down the ages that she should be the mother of the Messiah. The delight that she must have found as she viewed the person of Christ in his perfect manhood. As a boy in the womb, a perfect boy. As a young believer in the meeting this afternoon, how do you behave in the presence of your elders, both hearing them and asking them questions? Just perfect in the attitude of a boy. Later to see that demonstration of deity in his life. As in his miracles he manifested forth his glory, and the disciples believed in him. So much so that the honest Jew could say, no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God do them. But we will see, if there was an honor to be associated with Christ, if there were delights in life to be the most honored woman that ever lived, to see Christ in a secret moment, to have won in the womb, and to rear one in the womb, and he was marked by perfection. Every piece of it. We will notice that to be associated with Christ brought trials into our life that fell on him. Immediately, no room for them in the end. If Christ was to know an outside place at his very birth that was to bear character to his life, then if Mary was associated with him, he would share that scene with his death. What did it mean to ride on the back of an ass and flee as a fugitive into Egypt? Mary, that's your portion because of your association with Christ, the murderous hand of man. Man has a dark history. If you think of it, every child from 2 years old and under until in Ramah was there a voice heard, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they were not. It was man energized by Satan, reaching out with a murderous hand to the infant. The child must leave, but Mary was to flee with him. Did ever a mother go through such an experience? As she stood by the cross, this is more marred than I am.
It's far more than the sun. We could have read the last reference primarily in our Bible. No prominent place in the church. But an encouragement to parents for the pain that must have been hers to hear boys in the homes of 30 years of age on the roof. Did you notice they're in the prayer meeting? Like you took the death of Christ. Release them. You see, that to Mary was given the honor, the most privileged woman that has lived. And in those humble circumstances, to the home of a peasant, a high-ranking angel, to tell her that there was one that was to be born to her. And said the angel, he shall be great, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Did you notice she was preserved, a vehicle that God could use? My young brother, my young sister, so lived that God could place his hand upon you and use you for his purpose. And use you in the spirit. Contemplating marriage. Sit Mary dear unto thy hand, even the father's hand. Preserved with moral purity, that's essential. And yet ready to give the Lord first place in her life. Beyond. For her eye to rest upon the Christ when no other human saw him. Luke the doctor just gives us this one instance in those early years, and what did he find him at the age of 12 about his father's business? I like to notice, you know, that he's the perfect priest for his own. Adam never knew what it was to be a man of prayer. I think some of the brethren forget what it was to be a man of prayer. Did you notice when God would ordain a priest to go into the presence of God and sympathetically represent his people, he didn't choose an oldest. He was reared in a temple. But he did ordain an Aaron that had been through the afflictions with the people of Israel. He knew what it was. The bondage. The servitude. He was able to feel for a time. And there's one that now appears in the presence of God for us, that knew what it was to be a boy of 12, that knew what it was to live in the home with unbelieving brethren that didn't understand them. Are you found in that circumstance? With one that was in all things tempted like his weakness. And in the midst of his doctor, in the doctors, both hearing and asking them questions. That's how a boy of 12 should be here. Ready to hear. Keep the pace of asking questions.
You know, the boy that starts off knowing everything, you know, I'm not limiting the knowledge of questions. That's the attitude of the boy of 12. For in our day, the boy that starts off knowing everything, life must be hard.
But they were astonished at his understanding and answers.
That's not all.
Able to sit among the doctors, hearing them and asking them questions, and they were astonished at his understanding and answers.
How did he behave when he went home? Young believer, how do you behave when you go home? He was subject to that. Until one in the home, and Mary couldn't do anything else but a hard action. But good. Well, the mother of Jesus was there.
And both Jesus and his disciples were bidden to the marriage.
Do you want to make a success of your marriage? Be sure the presence of health.
If we were dealing with this passage on its own, you'll notice that they were impressed that there was a joy experience far surpassed anything.
What a testimony of our marriage.
If the presence of Christ is enjoyed.
And you notice, Mary would say on that occasion,
whatsoever he saith unto thee, do it. Not only be sure that Christ is brought into this special occasion,
but Mary, let his word govern your deed.
That's what made the marriage success.
Young sister, that's what will make your mind disappear. Brother, that's what will make your mind disappear. I've quoted him in this country. He was a man I was fond of. David Walker of Aberdeen, and he had a habit of striking his nose with his thumb. And he said about marriage, he said, the secret for a happy marriage is magnesium. So here's the secret of a happy marriage. Be sure that you enjoy the presence of Christ. You'll not enjoy it with an unequal yoke.
And said Mary, let his word govern the occasion. That's what made the marriage a success. And he manifested forth his glory.
I'm sure the heart of Mary was still needful. To the last, the honor of being associated. You know, we are the most honored people in this world.
If the folk knew the dignity that God has placed upon us,
they would lift their hearts.
said Peter, angels desire to look into it. Angels still marvel at the gospel that is preached unto us. And that God should visit the Gentiles and take out of the nations a people for himself and give us an association with the Son of his love that unfallen angels never will enjoy.
Fellow citizens of the saints, we are in honor. But Mary, if you're going to know the honor of being associated with Christ and find the light in your association, you're going to know an outside place.
No, I know that was little.
But it was characteristic of the treatment of this world to God's Son. No room for them in the end. No room for Christ. Mary, if you're going to be associated with Christ, there'll be no room for you. We were in Wales, and well, the lady got saved. And she was a good person. I'm sure my brethren will agree with me. But when I look into the face of a young convert, and I see one that's going through faith, Christ, and family, it makes me feel tender again. Do you know what gives me greater joy? In 12 months, in 5 years, you see evidence of this. All the apostles said, we thank God for you Thessalonians, for your faith in him. But he wrote another letter, and he says, we're bound to give thanks to God for you always because your faith grows. Well, that means it took longer telling the testimony. Does it? And bringing something into your testimony that you learned 5 years later, and as you tell it, you're only stumbling some poor creature that Satan's salvation. No. It means our confidence in God will grow. But this sister in Wales, she went round all her former associates, and she told them that after experience of did no trouble with separation. But she told me this. She said, I had friends that I never had a difference with in my life. She says, I wouldn't repeat what some of them said to me. Oh, I said, you've got to learn this. That you're now associated with a past. She was learning that close association with Christ, and she shared the rejection. I did her day to Egypt and beat her. Not a nice experience as a fugitive. In the dead of night to leave your own home, lay in the back of a mass into an uncertain future. Oh, those wise men that came to the home. Did you know this wise man worship him? Not them. Even amongst ourselves, those that will rise up and say, you know, all worship is directed to God. You don't sing a hymn praising Christ. You don't worship Christ. All worship goes to God. Well, the wise man does. And brethren, guide men who worship God.
And we'll sing his praises eternally in scenes of glory.
And it would be a good thing to serve our apprenticeship here today. Don't be afraid to praise Christ.
And any honor you ascribe to Christ
brings the same delight to the Father of God.
Wise men worship him.
For the presentable gold is likely Mary hadn't seen much gold in her life before. Mary, you soon need it.
Abraham knew
Melchizedek's supper. It was God fitting for a trial in that. Sometimes if I get up something precious from my Bible, I nearly can. For in God enriches us with gold. And we will need it with him. And she needed the gold in Egypt. But keep my promise. Said Simeon, soul shall pierce through thine own soul. Oh, that the lights in association with him. We are the most honored people on earth. And heaven will not be complete till the heart of Christ satisfied until he has his bride to share his glory. Not until Christ is enthroned, said the apostle, will we know what it is to rule his nation. The Corinthians were seeking a place of rule, but the apostles were before. He says, you're ruling prematurely. It's not the time for reigning, for Christ is reigning. It was stood by the cross. There it is. Wounded. Bruised. Oppressed. What an experience for a mother. It was hers. Because of her kids. It is ours to know how to get.